You know, when we talked with Dr. Kevin Miller, the superintendent of St. Clair County RISA, at the beginning of the school year, neither of us ever imagined that we'd be talking about a third of the school year being lost to a global pandemic. And nevertheless, here we are on the day before what might be an announcement of the end of the school year in Michigan. Kevin Miller is on the line with us right now. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you as always.
Strange, strange times. What are you hearing about the school year right now?
I think it's been not a real closely held secret that folks around the governor have been talking about this possibility since she made her original announcement that we were going to be off through early April. And I think with what we've seen locally and the spread in Southeast Michigan in general, one of the worst hit areas of our country, that I don't think there's any question that we're going to be looking at a much longer time period off school, and if not just that, and maybe to all the way to the end of the school year. So what we're understanding is the governor's going to hold a press conference tomorrow, Thursday, and then we'll know a lot more at that point. A lot of questions that come up for school districts and for school personnel if that is indeed the case. So we're kind of grappling with those questions as we speak.
What are some of those questions, and which may or may not be answered by the governor, but just as you sit here on April 1st with the possibility that kids may not be back in the classroom this year?
Well, my understanding is that one of the things that she, from her seat, she can, create an executive order that literally, stops us from going to school for a month or 2 months or the rest of the year. So let's assume that that's what she's going to do tomorrow. And the questions come up is, first of all, what are the expectations of local school districts with students? That's question number one. How are we going to continue the education, or are we going to continue the education of these students? What's the expectation there? And then assuming that we're asked to, as local school districts and as ISDs or RISAs, that we're asked to step in and create a learning platform that's different than face-to-face, what does that look like? And then a follow-up to that would be, certainly if it's all done with technology, or a lot of it is done with technology, who are our haves and have-nots as far as the ability to not only have the equipment at home or to be able to connect to the internet? So those are the biggest questions that come to mind on how we reach every single student if that's the case and we're out for the rest of the year.
Well, Kevin, we've talked before about technology. We were just talking off the air about how great it is that we can all be connected in these times of isolation, but we're not all connected. There are pockets of St. Clair County that, frankly, don't have access to the internet.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about the western part of our county, the Yale, the KPAC, the Memphis areas, and then the southern part of our county, even folks that you would think are in a pretty, dense populated area, off of Marine City, a little bit to the west of Marine City or a little bit west of St. Clair, there are folks there that have trouble getting any cell signal, let alone have broadband internet. And one of those areas in Cottreville Township, I've been a part of a meeting for years through the Metropolitan Planning Commission, what we called our broadband committee, and we've talked through issues like this in the past, never imagining that this quickly we might have to have areas that just are in desperate need be able to have internet and for their students to be able to learn online. And so that's a big concern of mine. We have a 200-mile network through the county that we're looking toward the future of using to be able to get broadband to these folks that don't have it. But yeah, I would say there is in 30 to 40% of our students do not have a reliable internet signal at home. And that's concerning if we have to go to a platform that's going to rely on internet service.
I know one of the other questions about an abrupt end to the school year is what about teachers and staff at schools? Do they continue to get paid?
Well, again, my understanding would be under a scenario that the governor could talk about would be that it's contingent upon if you continue to draw state aid in the locals' point of view, that's from a per student foundation allowance, that the understanding would be that employees would still be paid. And then, of course, what are the expectations? If the expectation from the governor's office and our legislature and Michigan Department of Ed is that we continue to educate, very quickly, we're going to have to put together and put our heads all together first And then second, what are we going to do to reach those students that do not have broadband internet at home? There are some devices out there that can provide that. So we're going to have to look at every possible, and we have been. We've been anticipating the possibility of this and collecting information from around the country. Two states, Kansas and Illinois specifically, have pretty good documentation of what they've recommended their students because Kansas early on knew that this was very unlikely if kids were coming back. So we've got some documents already out there on what they're doing, and maybe it's a merger of the two states that have already done it that we look at as the state of Michigan. But you want to try to make it consistent as well. I mean, this can't be different from one district, let's say in Memphis, Michigan, from what it looks like in Holland, Michigan. It needs to look very similar, and we need to share resources and ideas together on how we put this together.
Well, the other difficulty is kids who are graduating this year and planning to go on to college and applying to colleges and not even certain, you know, what their final GPA is going to be.
Exactly. I would almost bet, Paul, that and I certainly would advise, if you ask me what I would advise our local school districts, would be that we don't try to get some semblance of a grade out of this third marking period, which would have begun in late January and continued to mid-March before we stopped having school in session. It would be to simply go to a pass-fail or a satisfactory to be able to roll forward students that had done that learning until mid-March. And then I think the recommendation will be at the state level. And again, the governor has the authority, and I think everyone's looking to her to kind of take the reins on this, because the Michigan Department of Education, we rely on them for resources and for, for the flow through of federal dollars and things like that. But I don't think there's been an indication from MDE that they want to make that call. It needs to come from the top executive. Legislature may need to weigh in it as well, but the governor does have a broad stroke of her pen that she can make determinations like we're talking about and say the expectation is, one, if you're going to be out and I'm making this executive order, pay your people. Two, is the expectation, if it comes, that we educate, we need to figure out how we do this for every child and make it equitable as possible.
What would you advocate for if the governor called and said, Kevin, what do you think we should do here? What would be your preferred outcome moving forward?
I think we need to look at a robust online learning system. Now, one of the advantages we've had is that we've worked with our local school districts over the last 2 to 3 years on a learning platform that students all over our county are taking classes online through an arrangement that we worked out with St. Clair County RESA and Michigan's virtual school, MBU, or Michigan Virtual University, which has mainly high school courses, but they also have courses that go all the way down to the middle school. But the development of some learning platform for students K-5 and even pre-K in our Great Start Readiness Program and our Head Starts, we're going to need guidance there on how to do that. So my ideal would be that we certainly work together, learn from what's happening around us, not only in the state but outside of the state, put together resources that would be appropriate for every grade level, and then set up a platform like some you've seen students meeting with teachers all over the state on a platform called Zoom Meeting. We also use Google applications like a Google Meet or a Google Hangout that allow you to have multiple people face-to-face if you were together through the internet. And those would be some of the things that I would want to see us look at and collaborate on.
Certainly moving forward, once we come out on the other side of this, there will be a lot more talk, I think, about our internet infrastructure in Michigan and planning for we hope that we never see anything on this scale again. But I guess I need to be prepared for the possibility of it.
I agreed, and I think if anything good comes out of this, it'll be that as well, Paul, because we need to look at opportunities for all students. We need to look at what it looks like for areas that don't have broadband. I would hope that we would set up similar to what came out of the old Tennessee Valley Authority in the country, and what we call our E-rate, which all of our school districts and RESA participate in, that we use E-rate dollars and we use public and private opportunities like our RESA network that snakes through the county to look at broadband access for more and more people as we move forward. I think the good coming out of this would be that conversation is going to take center stage as we move on.
We'll see what the governor says tomorrow. Interesting times indeed. Kevin, thanks for your time. Always appreciate it. Stay safe. Be well.
You as well, Paul. Thank you so much. Glad to be with you.
Take care. Bye-bye.